Welcome to this week's episode of Dead America. I'm your host, Ed Waters, and boy, do we have something to talk about this week. The system. It is broken, people. Do you understand debt? What is debt? Let's take a look at it just for a second here. U.S. national debt. What is it? Simplifying, every year the United States government collects revenue from taxes and spends it on its public programs and agencies. If in any given year it spends more than it earns, its yearly budget will result in a deficit. To cover the deficit, the U.S. Treasury will have to borrow money by selling securities like treasuries, bills, notes, bonds, and savings bonds to the public. Just like an individual who spends more than what he earns will have to borrow the missing amount from a credit card, the accumulated deficit year after year form the outstanding U.S. national debt. Let's go take a look at what the U.S. national debt is setting at right now. And according to U.S. national debt clock, and you can find that at usdebtclock.org, we're over $22 trillion. That's a lot of money, people. You know, controlling spending is a very major part of any household, operation, or livelihood. It doesn't matter if it's an individual or a corporation. You have to have fiscal responsibility. It's tough to learn. Sometimes we have to take that crack in the head before we learn. You've got to save, you've got to spend wisely, and make sure you buy things that are repairable, things that will last you for a long time. We only have to look back in history to see that great empires, they will fall. The Roman Empire lasted 500 years. When an empire expands to such vast areas, it takes a lot of spending to keep that nation going or that empire going. Because of that, empires can crash and fall. And if we're not careful, we can get into that same mindset that took down that great empire of the Romans. The Romans did a lot of horrific things to conquer, to maintain the vast area that it held in its power grips. So as we look here in America at ourselves, we can see the reach that we have around the world and understand that cost us a lot of money. We spend a lot of money around the world. To maintain proper foreign relations, sometimes that does cost, and it does cost dearly. However, you've got to have fiscal responsibility to maintain any order. That means a household order, a business order, or a governmental order. We have lost the ability to control our financial responsibilities. There is so much debt built up here in America. We're in for a very bumpy road. It's interesting, when Donald Trump came to office, I instinctively thought, uh-oh, America's about to file bankruptcy on the world to do away with this national debt. Because, yeah, $22 trillion? That's kind of ridiculous. And if you know about Donald Trump, you know he knows all about bankruptcy, business, and how to put a house in order with their fiscal responsibilities. I don't necessarily agree with everything that Donald Trump does. However, when he took control of the office, he went right to town. He went, got busy, and he started doing as he said he was going to do. I did not agree with how he ran his campaign, and that's his business. My business as an American citizen is to be concerned with how the order of business in our White House is handled. That matters to me. And from what I'm seeing, we are starting to address these financial issues in America. The effects and the ripples, that spreads around the world, my friends. So what happens here in America, just like the Romans, it's going to affect every economy around the world. It's time to wake up. Understand we've got to get order in our own homes. Fiscal responsibility. Stop buying with a credit card. It's hard to do. I know you want that fancy iPhone or that next new gadget. Everybody does, right? However, if you cannot afford it, you should not get it. It's a mechanism of self-control that will fix America. We've got to put people back to work doing jobs, manufacturing durable goods, goods that will last, and when they break, take them to a repair shop. You know, my computers, I had to replace over this last week because, well, they were frankly just too old. They got to the point I couldn't do what I needed to do with them anymore. Sometimes things just get so old that you have to replace them. Well, what I did was I went and I found used computers, and that's how I like to do things. If it's not to the point where it's not usable, then dispose of it. But if we can reuse, recycle, and revalue a piece of equipment, we should do that. We live in this world of bling bling, and I have to have the best. That's all nonsense, people. Over the course of the week, upgrading my own systems, I went to Facebook Marketplace, and I met an individual that's struggling right here in America, along with each and every one of you. This individual wrote a book, and he sold me the computer that I'm using today to record our episode of Dead America. The guy is brilliant. He works hard and yet struggles. I'll tell you, when a person is struggling and they work so hard, it's not a good thing. When we have to put out more taxes to maintain a persona around the world, we've got issues. We've got people starving in America. We've got people starving around the world. We've got people going homeless in America. We've got people going homeless around the world. We've got to stand up to this. We've got to take control of the situation. The individuals that I met over the last week, very unique, but yet they're living. They're struggling and they're surviving. That's what our instinct does for us. We will make it somehow, some way. We will prevail or we will die. It's that simple. So the thing is, we've got a lot of state lands, federal lands locked up by bureaucrats. Each individual should have their own little piece of property, a place of comfort, a place they can call their own. And yet we lock lands up and we cram people in cities where people bicker, argue, and fight because they want it easy. When you have life easy, you die early. I don't know. That's my own thought. I thought I'd inject it there. Anyway, we need to learn to take care of ourselves. We need to open up some lands, and we need to stop taxing property. Why are we allowing all of this excessive taxation and very limited representation to occur? It's time for a grassroots movement. We need people that truly want good for America and its people. It's fine to care about people around the world, and I do. But I'll tell you, what has to happen is people need to wake up. There's atrocities happen, and it's all because of greed. When does it stop? We've got individuals hurting. They need help. And yet, instead of giving them help, we get taxed more. I don't know. Just a little rant about our system. What do you think? Reach out to me, podcast@deadamerica.website. You can always ship us an email over there. We're going to be opening up for interviews again here shortly. We do have our equipment back up running. I don't have to use 3 broken down computers to do a single podcast anymore. And I do want to send a thank you to Alan. It's an awesome computer and I do appreciate it. You know, it hurts me just as much as it hurts you to see that you have to give something that you cherish so dearly up just to maintain your household. We can do better than this. We've got good people that are hurting. We've got to do better than this, people. Reach out. Let's talk. Tell me your story. Let's get your story out so the masses can hear. Let's talk. Let's join together and let's start planning on how to take back America, not by force, but through a grassroots movement of, for, and by the people. Because that's where the strength of America is, through its people. And I know 100% in my heart, America is the best nation in the world. And it's up to the people to stand up and ensure we maintain that. I'm Ed Waters. You've listened to Dead America Podcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and get involved. Love your neighbor.